Earlier this week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with eight of his senior ministers, have discussed Israeli repercussion to the unilateral Palestinian move to seek non-member status at the United States General Assembly later on in November. Acting PA Chief Mahmoud Abbas addressed the Israeli threats during a speech made at the eight-year commemoration ceremony of Yasser Arafat's death.
The historical Israeli and non-Israeli reactions is to reinforce the occupation through pressure implemented on us these days. From several sides, aims to force us to fall back from the rightful demand, but we will not back down.
The Israeli government threatened to implement punitive measures, including freezing the distribution of funds to the PA and revoking the special privileges of senior Palestinian leaders. In addition to a threat made by Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman to dismantle the Palestinian Authority.
We should have no fear, even if there are many threats being made. There will be serious consequences if the pressures are materialized and the results will be difficult. But the homeland is more significant and we will have to have patience.
The latest Israeli warning came from Finance Minister Yuval Steinitz, who threatened to not transfer the PA's tax revenues, which Israel collects on a monthly basis. This move could monetarily cripple the Palestinian Authority, which is currently going through a financial crisis, since it will no longer be able to pay salaries for government employees, amongst other financial obligations.
Mahmoud Abbas has attempted to prepare the Palestinian people for what is coming. The people, the Palestinian masses that want freedom more than anything else, is prepared to pay the price at any cost for their dignity and their nation.
Israel has previously frozen payments to the Palestinian government during times of heightened political tensions. According to Acting PA Chief Mahmoud Abbas, the Arab League will announce the official date that Palestine will seek an observer non-state status at the General Assembly within the next few days. For Press TV, Henna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.